Logalog's an expert tracker, and Chirk is well-versed in woodland ways. I like her.
Criculus nodded, keeping his eyes on the dancing Dibbons.
Good idea, Malbon. But don't let any beast save Logalog and Chirk, no. No point in having them all worrying about us. We'll slip off after supper, the four of us, eh?
Malbon agreed.
Aye, after supper. But don't breathe a word. If the abbot finds out, he'll forbid us to go.
It was right at that moment that the abbot stood up and made an announcement.
My friends, Redwallers all, it is my wish that we celebrate the new season this evening with a feast.
Every beast applauded the good news wildly. A groan of despair came from Criculus as he noticed that the two creatures cheering loudest were none other than Chirk and Logalog. The ancient gatekeeper sighed mournfully.
Oh, they'll never accompany us tonight, Malbon. We'll just have to put the whole thing off until another time.
Malbon's jaw set in a stubborn line.
Not me, my friend. I'm going. Who needs those two to guide us? Look at us. We're two well-seasoned creatures. Why shouldn't we do the job ourselves?
Criculus gnawed doubtfully at his whisker ends.
Out in the woodlands, at night, on our own. Oh, dearie me. Oh, I don't know, Malbon. I just don't know.
Malbon, however, was not ready to brook excuses or arguments.
Well, I'll go alone. I'm not a Dibbon who's afraid of the woodlands in the dark. Don't you worry. I can fend for myself.
Criculus clasped his old friend's paw.
No, 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 I'll go with you. This is a joint effort, you know.
The abbot was watching the pair. He commented to Skipper, who was sitting next to him.
What do you suppose those old fogies are whispering about?
The otter spread dams and preserve thickly on a scone.
Well, you mean Malbon and Criculus? We expect they're planning on singing their song at the feast, Father. You know, that funny one where they both dress up.
Apodemus turned his attention to a bowl of oatmeal.
Yes, that'll be it. I like that song. It's good fun.
Throughout the day, the buzz of excitement continued. Skipper and an assortment of moles and shrews went to lend a paw in the kitchens. Logalog and some of the others vanished into the cellars with Girdle Sprink. Mem Flackery and Sister Vernal took the Dibbons off to gather flowers and lay the tables. Formal Erm recruited Malbon and Criculus to help him serve buffet lunch and afternoon snacks on the steps outside the gatehouse. Redwall Abbey became a hive of activity in preparation for the coming feast. Every beast was busy and cheerful. Mem and the sister were hugely pleased at the way the Dibbons behaved themselves.